Welcome everybody to the Business Accelerator call for the Success Circle. This is Lisa Menini with Accelerate Associates. I'm so glad you're here and thank you so much for making this call a priority. And this is the Business Accelerator call that happens every second Tuesday of the month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And we also have the Q&A call that's coming up, but first I wanted to welcome all new elite and select members to the Success Circle. If this is your first time, the purpose of the Business Accelerator call is to dive a little deeper into one of the facets of the Entrepreneurial Edge system. And we do that through this call. I'll answer any questions that you might have and the Q&A call. The Q&A call happens the fourth Tuesday of each month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Our next Q&A call is Tuesday, June 26th, so mark your calendars. Again, that's Tuesday, June 26th. Did I just say that? July 24th, rather. I had to look that up. I knew that didn't sound right. Notes were wrong. Okay, so that's July 24th. Let's make a note of that. So the best way to do that is to take a look at your recurring function of your calendar and just set it to recur every second Tuesday and every fourth Tuesday. That way you won't miss the Business Accelerator call or the Q&A calls. I'm really excited about an upcoming event that I have tomorrow, Wednesday, July 11th at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on my Blog Talk Radio with the web traffic guy, Janik Mehta of PREasy. And that is going to be at blogtalkradio.com/navigating_change. So join us for the Blog Talk Radio, and that's the topic of today, which is Radio Show Revenue Revolution 101. So for those of you that are starting or thinking of starting a radio show as part of your marketing mix, as part of the equation to get the word out about your business, then you really want to take a lot of notes today. And a lot of notes you're going to be taking because I am going to give you all of the background stuff, the 101 stuff that I learned early on. And I want to make sure that you don't make the mistakes I made. You can cut through all that and have a very successful radio show right out the gate. And if you really have the gift of gab, a radio show is likely in your marketing mix. It really catapults the message to the masses. And this call today is all about the free service that Blog Talk Radio offers for internet radio as a marketing tool. I'm not going to go into the paid version at all. There is an option for that. You get, of course, more bells and whistles. But this is just for those of you that are interested in a free marketing tool to get the word out about your business. So this call is going to be for you if you've been thinking of adding or an internet radio show to your marketing mix, number one. Also, the show is for you if you want, or the session is for you if you want to learn how to get an audience of listeners tuning in to your area of genius. And I know I work with people that are geniuses, so otherwise you wouldn't be here. And also, this call is for you if you know there are a number of things to do with internet radio, but you just don't know where to start. After today, I guarantee you're going to know where to start. And so today you're going to discover I'm going to share my secrets with you. That has me attracting now over 19,000. So we've hit the 19,000 mark and surpassed it. And I have listeners from all over the world. So I'm really excited about that. We checked our stats, and that was the latest stats. So I'm really excited about that. Also going to share with you some of the common radio rookie mistakes that I've made and what to do to avoid making those same mistakes. I'll share with you some key strategies, and this is really important, especially when you want to attract your ideal listeners. And not only that, and turn your listeners into invested clients. Real important that there are some things that you do behind the scenes to make sure that the people that are listening, the people that are really enjoying your show, then know how to contact you, know how to follow up with you, and that you capture their information. Also, I'm going to share with you today the critical ways, or rather the critical steps to have an endless supply of desks. Now, I have a waiting list over 6 months long now for people to come onto the show and before it even airs. So I'm going to share with you some tips on how I got there and also quick and easy ways to generate income through your radio show. And it's likely not what you think it is. You know, a lot of people think they, and some people don't even think, rather, that there's any revenue you can generate from it that's all free. No, you can turn your show into a revenue generator. I'll also share with you some of the hidden systems that a lot of people don't really realize are at work that get you noticed and get your message to the masses. All right, so I'm going to share with you more about that too. So let's get ready. Let's roll. And first of all, again, this is the 101 version, okay? So I'm going to share with you a lot of the things to get started. I know many of you have heard about it. You don't know what Blog Talk Radio is. Well, Blog Talk Radio is internet radio. It happens to be one of the largest internet radio shows, platforms, that gives anyone anywhere, the ability to broadcast to anyone anywhere, a live talk show, a live talk radio internet show online by using just a telephone and your computer. So your telephone and your computer. And a lot of businesses are using it as a tool to extend their brands, communicate with their audience, with the people that are most important to their business. And there's a lot of features that are on, and this is not going to get into, you know, the step one, you upload here, step two. You can really figure that all out when you sign up for Blog Talk Radio. So I'm not going to be spending a lot of time on there. I'll go through a couple of the features, but it's pretty intuitive what goes up there, what you need to upload, and so I'm not going to go into the nitty-gritty, you know, click here type thing. This is more about the strategy. You know, this is more about things that are not going to be covered on Blog Talk Radio, you know, the tutorials that are not going to be covered. So let's get started first with, so Blog Talk Radio, computer, phone, your ability to broadcast live or recorded. And I'll go through that in just a minute. But some of the features, you don't have to download any software. So for those of you that are concerned about that, you don't have to be this whiz on the computer. It's really quite intuitive on once you get on and virtually go to Blog Talk Radio and look for the free version or just sign up. It's very obvious on their website. There are revenue sharing programs that they have if you get a sponsor for your program. I'm going to also talk about the non-sponsorship ways to generate revenue for today. But there is a revenue sharing program. They tell you all about it on their site. So if you can get a sponsor for your radio show, usually sponsors want to see some listenership before they will do that. So that's why this is a 101, because I'm going to share with you how to get that listenership so later on you can get that sponsor for your show when you have shown that you have a listenership. There's also live chats, so you can live chat with your listeners at the same time. You can have multiple people calling in into your what's called a switchboard. You have a switchboard that you can see from your computer that you'll have access to. So people can call in. You know, you can have a guest on your show and somebody calls in and asks a question. And that gets into more how you're going to set up your show, but that's an option. There's also promotional tools available on this, which is why I really like it, because it's a really plug and go, very easy way to get a radio show up and running, and that's free. And they have buttons and HTML code that you can just cut and paste and put on your website. That's why it's even more important than ever to have a website that is a WordPress site, simply because a lot of these free services like Blog Talk Radio are giving you added tools that you can just plop into your WordPress site, and it makes it really, really easy. But if you don't, and you're relying on, you know, or you're at the mercy of somebody who has to do the changes for you, again, that's going to be added expenses. With a WordPress site, you have full control over the back end. So some of these promotional tools you can easily implement. You can put it on a blog, too. You can put your Blog Talk Radio widget. It's called a widget. They give you the HTML code. You can put it on your blog. So if you've got a blog or a WordPress blog that you have, a free blog, you can just add it onto that, too. They also archive, so you have some archives, which is really nice. And these are just some of the tools to, you know that when you record a show on there, you're going to have an archive. And also, you can have alerts, you know, that email that automatically email out. You can have friends that are friend you on that. You can customize your profile. And again, there are some limitations with customizing your profile for the free service. And of course, there's more if you purchase their monthly service. But just to give you a highlight of what's available on that platform, quite a bit to be able to market it. But let me share with you some of the common radio rookie mistakes and how to avoid them. Because I think this is really important to make sure before you go on, you really think about your strategy. And the number one common mistake is people will ready, shoot, aim. Okay? They'll get on. They won't have any strategy, won't know why. They just want to get on because it excites them. It's the shiny new penny. And, hey, I'm going to have a radio show. Well, great. And I applaud people, you know, the perfectionists especially. You want to make sure everything's done exactly right. But there comes a time where you do need to make sure that you have a strategy before you get on the radio show. So number one, don't ready, shoot, aim. You know, make sure that you're doing it in the right way and that you have a plan. So who are you wanting to listen to your show? You know, and secondly, who will they listen to? So, for example, why are they listening to you in the first place, and what's going to attract them there, and who are your guests going to be? Now, likely, you want to have a radio show, and you want to have guests that complement your system, your model, your business in some way, shape, or form. Now, I and I'll talk about this a little bit later on, but I have specific guests that I target to have on the show. Let me just cover it right now. Marcy Shymoff is a New York Times bestselling author of Happy for No Reason and a lot of other books. Now, all of the guests on my show complement one of the areas of my Entrepreneurial Edge system, whether it's mastering your inner entrepreneur, systematizing or monetizing, or executing your business blueprint. So anybody that I have on the show is going to come in one of those areas. So I know whether or not they're going to be a good fit for the show. So systematizing and monetizing, I had Dr. Ivan Meisner on my show. Well, he's a perfect example of referral systems. All right, it really complements what it is that I'm teaching. Les Hewitt, who is the New York Times bestselling author of Power of Focus. He's Power of Focus for Women. He's got a series. But his book, Power of Focus, shows you how exactly how to focus. But a lot of what he teaches is in my executing the business blueprint piece, right? So it's a real big complement and a draw to that. So when you're thinking about what your radio show is going to have, not only do you want to think about it from who's going to be listening to me, who's my audience, and they could be your preferred clients. You want your preferred clients to listen to you. Okay, if that's the case, then who are they going to listen to? What are the entertaining guests? How do you want them to participate in it? You know, are you going to have, you know, what kind of a format are you going to have? So think about who are you wanting to listen to your program, and who are they going to listen to? Who are your guests going to be? Now, your guests are going to be people that you want to connect with, because you have the ability now to give them something. You know, from a strategy standpoint, you know, if I don't, would not have made the, or would have taken me a long time to have made the connections that I did with the people that were guests on my show, these New York Times bestselling authors, if I had nothing to give them. But with my radio show, I'm giving them publicity. I'm giving them publicity. So it's a great way to say, you know, we would really like you on a radio show, or better yet, have a referral partner say, hey, I know this guy that does this great radio show, this woman that does this great radio show, you might want to be on it. And so that's really how I was able to get Marcy and Dr. Ivan Meisner and Les Hewitt, is because my referrals went to work for me. And it, what's great is it's the first step in that relationship with them. So really have a strategy when you go in. Also remember to select a name that's search engine friendly. Here's a big mistake that I'm going to reveal to you right now. It's really hard to say. Come on to blogtalkradio.com/navigating_change. It's long, right? So think about that. When you have blogtalkradio.com, think about what that ending is. You also might want to think about a name that's search engine friendly, you know, that has something to do with what people are going to either put in a search engine or maybe the solution that you provide. Now, I started with Navigating Change years and years and years ago, and, that was by just happenstance where I was at the time. My book was also coming out, I think at the time or just before it. I can't remember the timing, but so Navigating Change seemed to be the right name for it at the time. Would I do things differently now? Yeah, knowing what I know now, yes. So that's why I'm sharing with you. Make sure that you have a name that is solutions-based or at least identifies the transformation that people are going to have when they come onto your show. Also, search engine friendly, of course. You want to make everything search engine friendly. What are people putting in, and why would they be attracted to your show? Again, make it something catchy, too. But keep it really simple. Keep it super simple. You know, the KISS method. Keep it super simple. You also want to have something that's going to have a name that is going to have some longevity to it. All right? So even though your business may shift or change, maybe it's part of your branding. You know, it could be, if it's something really catchy with your branding, you might want to have that as part of your radio show or the name of your radio show. So it could be your tagline or something, you know, if your tagline's really short. So think about your branding, think about your strategy, who's going to listen, who your guests are. And, you know, with that strategy, you want to be polished, a little polished when you go on. Now, is your first time on air going to be as good as your 10th time? No, your 10th time is not going to be as good as your 20th time, but each time you're going to get better. And I recommend that you look at some intro music. You know, some intro music doesn't have to be long, but just listen to some of the shows that are popular. Even listen to TV. You know, every TV show has a beginning. It has that intro music that says, oh, yeah, I'm listening to the right show, right? So have that intro music that, you know, really matches your branding, that you like, that's catchy, that's interesting. And you can go into royalty-free music, so make sure you do pick some royalty-free music. But make sure when to, as you're starting your show, welcome people. Welcome people to the show. So my intro sounds something like this. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Navigating Change Show, where we discuss ideas, solutions, and the future. I'm your host, Lisa Minini, best-selling author of Me, Myself, and Why, The Secrets to Navigating Change, and president of Accelerate Associates, home to the Entrepreneurial Edge system showing small business owners how to automatically bring in pre-qualified prospects and turn them into invested clients. So it's short. It's relatively short. It is somewhat promotional, but I'm telling people what my show is all about. And I go into, you know, visit us on Facebook or visit for a free video training series. Visit us at getmoreclientsnowvideos.com. That's getmoreclientsnowvideos.com. Now, that's my lead generator. All right, so you want to put people into that lead generator. And then I go into, okay, now I need to segue. I'm getting their attention. So on the Navigating Change Show, we bring on best-selling authors, thought leaders, and experts who share their strategies to success. So thank you for joining us. And also join us on Facebook. So I might put out the Facebook page there as well. Then you can integrate it and say, today's guest is so-and-so, and you have their information. I'll share with you more about how to systematize the process of getting your guest's information. But that's a nice little way to create some synergy with your callers and let them know. And so this is going to be every single show that you have. You're going to say that, the intro music, and then welcome them to the show. And again, just feel like you're talking to them. Towards the end, you want to have exit music, and this is all part of your strategy, so think about this. You know, what kind of exit music, what's the tagline? I usually, to end my show, will say something like, thank you so much for joining me, I'll thank the guest, and thank you for listening to the Navigating Change Show. Until next time, create a great life. And so that's just my ending tagline that I put in all my emails. People kind of get to know that that's the end of the segment, the end of my videos, it's the end of my radio show. So it doesn't have to be new for your radio show, but just let them know it's a fun little tagline. And you see all the broadcasters on TV doing that too. You know, they each have their own little sign-off that they do. Nice little way to get known and adds a little polish to your show. Then, of course, you can have the sign-off music. At the very end of the show, I usually invite people to sign up for the Accelerator e-zine where they get business growth tips and, again, getting them back into the funnel. Now, one of the critical pieces of your strategy is this, going into it. And I can tell you this almost 99% of the time, your guests will show up live if you have a live show. But there's all that, you know, that little percentage of folks that, something will happen. You'll get a technical glitch. They won't be able to call into the show. So always be prepared for either one, no shows, in which case, you know, you may have, a pre-recorded version that you can snap into right away, or you have some filler, you know, whether it's something that you have on the side of you that, you know, you could take callers during that time, different things, but you can delay it. But you want to kind of be prepared and have that as part of your early strategy before, you know, you get started. And I'm not saying it always happens. I think it maybe happened once, I think, for me in the years that I've been doing it. But so there's some advantage to doing it live because you get that energy. There's some advantages to pre-recording. And I'll tell you about pre-recording and why the advantages and disadvantages in a little bit. Number two, in terms of your strategy, and a lot of the mistakes that people make is they don't have a format. You know, they don't have a format when they go, have some idea of, is it going to be talk radio? Are you going to have multiple guests on your show for shorter periods of time? How long is your show going to be? You know, usually half hour is a good starting point, but are you going to have two guests, 15 minutes each, and then transition them over? Or are you going to have, you know, one guest for a longer period of time? Either way is fine. It just depends on how you want to structure your show. But that's kind of a rookie mistake that a lot of people make, is they don't really have a format. They kind of get on. They don't get any listeners. They're wondering why, because it doesn't sound like they've got their act together. So before you go into it, have an idea. Am I going to have one guest, or am I going to have many for shorter periods of time? It's completely up to you. Number three, this is a mistake that I did early on too, and that I've seen other people make too, is they don't have any breaks. They don't schedule any breaks during the half-hour session or half-hour radio show. Well, any radio show has breaks, you know, gives you time. So remember, schedule that format, schedule some breaks, and this is your time to shine. This is your time to shine and promote your business. You know, promotions, your self-promotion of your own business is allowed in Blog Talk Radio. But if you were going to bring a paid sponsor, that's when revenue sharing kicks in. But promos are allowed, so you might want to say, you know, sign up. Hey, I've got this. Sick and tired of this, and you want a solution to this, then pick up my free ebook, go to such and such and pick up the free ebook. So you can plop in a promotion. You can read it on air, or you can set a pre-recorded version to go off when you press the button, and you can upload it in the back end of your switchboard. So it's up to you. But remember, you got to take breaks. You got to give the person that you're talking to some breaks. Having a format where you go back and forth is always preferred, right? Because you want to make sure that they have time to, they have time to say what they want to say, and you have time to chime in too. So people, it's much more interesting. It's just much more interesting. Also, a lot of times people, and this is number four, people don't have a clear description of what the radio show is all about, and so the listeners are sort of confused. So have a description. What is your radio show all about? Something your preferred client would want to listen to? You know, again, the reason, you know, I select a guest that I do is it's because it taps into one of the three steps of my system, my entrepreneurial edge system. But it's for small business owners, for small businesses, so they tap in. But again, have that clear description of what your radio show is all about. You're going to feel like you're repeating it in your intro, but you really, they're hearing it for the very first time a lot of times. Number five, have clear requirements. Have clear requirements about who your guests are. My guests are best-selling authors, thought leaders, and experts, people who already have a following, who've in large part have had media training. Okay. Now, I've had to say no to guests that have wanted to come on my radio show. I had this one woman early on, a very sweet, sweet woman. She's like, well, I'm in the process of writing a book. And, you know, as we went along, I realized, wow, she has, like, no radio show experience. And I think I made a referral to her, to one of my colleagues for some media training, Shonda Perrin, whom a lot of you, there's some audios in the audio library from Sean that I interviewed for the Success Circle. And suggested she do that, and when she's ready to launch her book, to let me know. And so make sure that you have specific requirements that in what you're looking for in your guests, Okay, so if they're the people that you want to connect with, the best-selling authors, thought leaders, then say that. The one thing is you can systematize the process of signing up for your radio show, but not the selection process. And what that means is this is where the requirements are going to come in. So this is part of your strategy. Also, when people don't have a lot of media training and they come onto your show, they'll tend to want to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. Now, if you're pre-recording your radio show before it goes live, then, you know, it's really tough to edit it down. And people don't like to listen to that. They want to hear people that have a conversation. So make sure that when you are looking for guests that you put some criteria together of who would best be a guest for your show. And also at the very end, you know, they are coming to your, you also want to set the expectation for the guest, and most people that have radio show experience know that it's not all about buy my stuff, and self-promotion. But at the very end, you want to be able to give the listeners an option of how do they get in contact with your guest? How do they take action for your guest, right? So you do want to allow some self-promotion. Usually it's at the end, or you promote it for them. You know, they're coming on and telling you really great, juicy things and giving content to your radio show listeners, you want to promote their book. You know, you want to say, this is a great book. You know, you might even want to raffle one off if you get their permission to do that, or, you know, whatever. Maybe you buy one and you raffle it off. You know, that's just a really great way. So make sure you have some clear requirements as to who you want your guest to be. I also want to share with you some of the, so those were kind of the strategies around having the radio show before you actually launch the radio show. The other piece is, you know, how do you attract? You know, how did I attract over 19,000 listeners from all over the world? Some of these are really simple, but people don't think about integrating them. And again, this is all about a systems approach. So number one, I would say promote. Promote on or discuss in your e-zine, your online newsletter, or if you have a hard copy newsletter, in your hard copy newsletter. So you want to promote it. Hey, it's coming. You may want to talk about it in an article. After Dr. Ivan Meisner came onto my show, I also wrote an article for my next newsletter. And he practically wrote it for me, and I just quoted him in the article because I just got the content from the radio show that I had just done. So this is about repurposing too. And what's really great about that is you can do, you know, as he said, on my radio show, and you could do a link to your radio show in your e-zine. So great way to promote it. Number two, promote it on your website. Of course, I mentioned earlier about the HTML code that Blog Talk Radio gives you. You could just cut and paste it. It's that simple. And it gives you the last, they give you a couple of ways to promote it, but if you go on my website, I think it's under free stuff, you might see the widget, the actual widget, and it plays the last podcast that you recorded, the last interview that you had. So they make it really, really easy to be able to do that, but again, that's extra traffic that people are going to notice if they come to your website. So it's complimentary. There also is a hidden system that I don't think anybody really realizes how powerful it is. I'm going to share that with you right now, so please write this down. When you do a Blog Talk Radio, it obviously is archived. I mentioned that earlier. But it also is available on iTunes. It automatically downloads to iTunes once it's live streamed. And in less than an hour after posting, one of my guests that were coming up, a new show, in less than 1 hour, my name came up in Google searches. That's how powerful having Blog Talk Radio show is, that it immediately came up in the search, in a search release of an innie. So one of the things that you'd also want to do is for each show, every time you put in a new show, and you program, and again, this is in the back end of Blog Talk Radio, you're going to see that there are different tags you can put in. Always put your name in. Always put your name in. And put the name of your guest in, maybe the name of their book in the tag, and these are searchable criteria. So that maybe your radio show comes up when they put in, let's say you're a chiropractor, you know, and, you know, in the tag for that radio show, if you're interviewing something on exercise, you may want to put, you know, a tag in there about, you know, something somebody would put in a search engine. So they would put in, you know, how to lose weight, you know, losing weight. And so when they do this search, it's possible that one of the search results will be your radio show. Again, this is all about how people find you, choose you, and buy from you. So you want them to find you. And this is a really, really powerful way. And they can find you on iTunes. They might find you because they did a search engine on Google and Blog Talk Radio came up. Podcasts now are part of the search engines, the collection videos and things. So anything you say on a podcast or video can also be captured in search engines, is my understanding. I'm not a search engine guru. I'm sure there's technical people out here who could explain it, but that's the power of having a Blog Talk Radio. A couple of other things also to attract more listeners and how I got over 19,000 is you always want to put it, I said on your website, you want to put the fact that you have a radio show perhaps on your business card. You know, maybe it's in your title, radio show host. What's interesting about that is people will say, you're a radio show host? What kind of radio show do you have? It's a great conversation starter. You want to do press releases about your upcoming guests that are coming up. You want to ask people to on social media. You always want to, I always, at least the Monday before, really start promoting the radio show. And you can promote it afterwards. Why? Because it's podcasted, and so you can easily have, you know, promote them even after the fact. Request people share it. You know, great interview with so-and-so. Not to mention, if it gives you great credibility. You know, if you're interviewing a New York Times bestselling author and you just got an interview, you know, you just interviewed him. It was such a great honor to interview, you know, whomever. You know, Marcy Shymoff, New York Times bestselling author of Happy for No Reason. Or, you know, Les Hewitt, of The Power of Focus. You know, and again, just putting things out there on social media can also give you some credibility. The option, I talked about this a few times, was to pre-record your session and live stream it later. Now, there are a lot of advantages to, rather than going a live version of Blog Talk Radio, which you can do, is to also pre-record it. And how you would pre-record it is you can simply use a free service like freeconferencing.com or freeconferencepro.com or any number of ones, and it automatically saves your interview. You would record it as you would any other conference, and it saves it to an MP3. Okay, and you don't have to add your music to it if you don't want to, but if you do, you can plop that MP3 into Audacity, add your intro and exit music, save it to an MP3, and boom, you have a pre-recorded version. So now you can then live stream it at any time. You can upload it to Blog Talk Radio and live stream that particular content later. What's nice about that is you can offer that particular session for sale long before it even live streams. So we'll get to that when I talk about some of the revenue generating ways. But you can pre-record it. There are a lot of advantages. How does that get you listeners? simply if you recorded something earlier, you can give it away at a talk that you're doing as a speaker and say, this is a pre-recorded version of my interview with so-and-so, New York Times bestselling author, and I'm giving it away for free. Nobody's heard this before. You know, that's really compelling when you stand in front of a stage or in front of a group of people and say, and I'm giving this away now. You know, put your name and email address on those speaker, if you want to be in this drawing. Well, what a great way of getting names and emails, right? So those are some really, really great tips for you to, or reasons rather, to pre-record and then live stream later. And then get people interested in your show. Also, I recommend that you promote it on Blog Talk Radio. There's a place that you can feature your guest. So you just simply fill out the information and submit it. And if it's a compelling guest where it's a lot of name recognition, they may host it on the front page of Blog Talk Radio. I've done that a number of times. Quite frankly, can't remember the name of the guest that came on my, it might have been Dr. Ivan Meisner. It could have been Drs. Elizabeth Schmidt and her husband also came on my show, and they had a New York Times bestselling book, and that was also featured, I believe, on the front of Blog Talk Radio. So great coverage. All you have to do is submit it. Now, not always. It depends. There's thousands of shows going on for Blog Talk Radio, but occasionally, you know, if you have a bigger name that's coming on your show, they'll feature it on the front cover of or front page of Blog Talk Radio. So also, create interest for your show. You know, dovetail off of a big story that's happening in the marketplace and how you're going to interview someone and address the solution. You know, maybe you read a story about Facebook and you're going to have a Facebook expert on your show. That's going to generate some interest because you're playing off a national story. You know, that's really great ways to start attracting people. But it takes, obviously, promotional activities to promote it, to integrate it into your marketing mix, into other areas of your marketing mix. So always be thinking, what can I promote here? How can I promote it? Now, there's some key strategies to attract your ideal listeners and also turn them into invested clients. Remember, only about 4% of people who heard about you the first time or even listened to you will buy from you, right, or will want to do business. It's 96% of the time you got to cultivate that relationship. So first and foremost, use my bookend method, to get your ideal listeners. And what that simply means is you want to, number one, do an intro. Welcome them. Welcome them into your show. Hi, this is, welcome to the Navigating Change Show, where we discuss ideas, solutions, and the future. I'm your host, Lisa Minnini, bestselling author of Me, Myself, and Why, The Secrets to Navigating Change, and president of Accelerate Associates, home of the sought-after Entrepreneurial Edge System. Okay, go something like that. Now, I welcome them, but I'm also at some point going to say, and you know what? Join us. Join us on Facebook for a great conversation at facebook.com/accelerateassociates. You know? And so again, that's the one bookend. Okay? So that's the intro. Then the promo. And the promo is kind of in the middle of your conversation. So if you have one guest and you have a half hour show, you know, you figure around 15 minutes into your show, you're going to have a break. So you say, you know what? This is really great. We're going to continue this conversation, but we do have to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. Go to your promo, and in your promo, get people onto, maybe it's your lead generation, it's some sort of promo, because remember, people are going to listen to this after the podcast. Maybe in iTunes, they're going to download it, so that promo is going to be there. And so that's kind of in the middle, and then at the end, you've got a bookend, the other end, exit. You know, thank you for listening to the Navigating Change Show for business growth tips. Get our accelerator e-zine at AccelerateAssociates.com. That's AccelerateAssociates.com. And so, or something of that nature. So that's a good way to bookend. They hear about it in the beginning, they hear about something in the middle, and they hear about it at the end. So now you've bookended those listeners who likely are going to be your ideal or your preferred prospects. Number two, some other key strategies to get your ideal listeners. Remember, make sure you mention your lead generator. And it's okay to do the same promotion from, you know, from event to, or session to session to session, or you know, interview to interview to interview. Having a lead generator is really important because you're going to get your listeners who are listening and who like your content that really want to hear more about it or be updated on, you know, the next interview that you have, because they want more. They want to hear more from you because your guests are creating really great content for you. Send them to your lead generator, right? That has one option. Either they click in and get their free gift or they don't and they go away. And number three, make sure that your content is also relevant. You know, if it's seasonal and you pre-record it and and you're talking about how cold it is and you pre-recorded it in December, make sure you're not live streaming it in July when it's 100 degrees. You know? So make sure not the content's not only relevant but itself, but things that people say during the course of the conversation so that when they're listening to it, it doesn't appear to be pre-recorded. So just something to think about. I also want to share with you some critical steps to have that endless supply of guests. I have over, as I said, over a six-month waiting list. Number one, you do want to be polished, the intro, the exit, the questions. Now, you don't have to come up with the questions. I don't come up with the questions for my guests. In fact, I have them come up with the questions. I have them make some suggestions as to what they want the segment to be. And a lot of times they come up with, you know, better segment names than I could ever do. Because it's their content. They know it the best. And I usually, for the most part, will ask the questions that they send or weave them in the conversation. So they provide all that information. They provide their bio because I ask them to supply this information. Number two, so number one, you want to be polished. Number two, you really want to be consistent. So if you have it every other Wednesday or you have it once a month at a certain time, have it at that time all the time. That's part of your strategy too, but it's also a critical step in having an endless supply of guests. Because as they check you out and go on your Blog Talk Radio site, they're going to check you out before they say yes, and your guest is going to say, well, how often is this person live streaming here? You know, and if it's only once a year, they're going to say, maybe I'll pass. You know, how many listeners could they possibly have? Well, probably if you're only doing it once a year, probably not many. But if you're having it once a week or once every other week or, you know, maybe even you have it every month and you promote, you know, you promote it, you know, every month. But, you know, I'd say maybe every other week is probably a reasonable thing to begin with. I think I started with every week, which was quite a bit considering the other marketing we were doing at the time. So we've cut it down to every other week, which happens to work for us. And number three, you want to systematize it. Now, what is systematize it? Of course, I mentioned how often, but also your registration process. So during a registration process, I ask them to go to my site. And under the contact page of my site, I have a little button that says be a guest on our show. They press it. They give me their name. The guest gives me their address. And they're automatically sent all the details, how the show is going to run, what to expect. And I ask them, What would you say is a great suggestion for the name of the show? What are some questions, 5 to 8 questions you'd like me to ask you? What is your on-air bio you would like me to read? And so they just plug in that information. They send it to me. We decide on a time, a specific time. If it's pre-recorded, then I give them a certain number. If it's going live on Blog Talk Radio, I give them a complete other number. I follow up with them, make sure they're followed up with before we go live. If it's a live version, if it's a pre-recorded version, we don't. Because if they don't show up, it's not a big deal. It's pre-recorded, right? So it's the live version that requires a little bit more follow-up. So it's all systematized. And let me tell you, it's a lot of people that I know that have Blog Talk Radio, they're like, oh, it takes too much time. Why? Oh, going back and forth with people. I don't have that problem. I really don't have that problem. People go to the site. They have their assistant go to the site. They automatically get the document. They download the document. They give me the bio. They give me the title. They give me the questions. Boom, we're ready to go. They give me the content for the description of the show, and we're ready to go. So it does not have to be hard. Don't do a whole lot of work trying to think about questions you can ask them. They'll give them to you. You just have to ask. And number 4, you want to ask your referral partners for guests. So as you're networking, and you're doing your ask, whether it's BNI, whether it's other networking groups that you're in, ask. I'm looking for guests who are thought leaders, best-selling authors, or subject matter experts to come on my show. The show is about such and such. Who do you know that I could be introduced with or to? And simply ask your referral partners to start sending you guests. Before you know it, you will be known, oh, yeah, he's got this radio show. And I still get asked, about the radio show. And so it is a lot easier. You will develop a reputation for it, and you will start having people listen to it, especially if you provide high content, high value. Now, I mentioned earlier, too, about, hey, there's a lot of advantage to pre-recording. When pre-recording, you can go to, as I said, any free conferencing, freeconference.com, for example. They call in, you record it like you would any other conference. So that if somebody's a no-show, it's not a big deal. But if somebody's a no-show on a live show, then of course you have, you're sitting there with your listeners without a guest, and it could be a little awkward. That's where it's really helpful to have a plan of what's going to happen if that does happen. Again, very, very, very minute that happens. People usually make their commitments. But, when you're pre-recording, it's not a big deal. You can also add promotions later. So if the timing is off or you want to cut a segment off that just didn't sound right in the show, you can add a promotion in that show. So it gives you some flexibility because you're not live, it's pre-recorded, to do some editing. And also it helps you, another advantage to pre-recording is, you can move things around in your schedule. So if you're coming up with a certain product launch or new program that you're launching, you might want to move around some of your pre-recorded sessions because they're a better fit for what you have coming up and you want to promote just based on who your guest was, right? So, again, there are some advantages to pre-recording. Now, the disadvantage, and probably one of the biggest disadvantages, is that it can be a lot more work for you if you don't have or not familiar with Audacity, which is a free downloadable software that allows you to manipulate the audio recordings. So, that could be time consuming for you or for your assistant or whoever you have doing that for you. Again, let me just go through very briefly the process of pre-recording. Okay? And I'm just going to tell you this kind of detail oriented, but for those of you who are detail oriented, well, how do you use like freakconference.com? When you go to freakconference.com, here's what happens. You send your guest this freakconference.com. You go through your radio show like you're going through it live. You let them know, though, it's pre-recorded, and that it'll be live streamed later on Blog Talk Radio. There's usually a button that allows you to pre-record it. It's automatically saved in an MP3. You can download that MP3 into Audacity and change it and add your promos and intro and exit music and save it and then upload that into Blog Talk Radio. It's that simple. So pre-recording is not a whole lot different, but it will save you time if you go live to Blog Talk Radio and do it then. So let me share with you real quick, because I know we're running out of time here already, but I want to share with you some of the quick and easy ways to generate income with Blog Talk Radio. And it's a lot of you, it might not be what you think. Some people think, well, do I charge my guests to be on my radio show? No, that's not a way to make money. You can, but you likely won't get the kind of guests you want to get on your show. Usually your guests are coming on your show free of charge. The way that you can generate revenue, and recurring revenue at that, is through sponsorship. As I said earlier, Blog Talk Radio has a revenue share program, and sponsors who want to get in front of the people who are your audience, your listenership. So again, that's part of your strategy piece, which is why I covered that in the first part of this call. But that you might want to keep a sponsor in mind. Who could sponsor your Blog Talk Radio? Number two, also use your podcast for back of the room sales if you're speaking. So you can use the recordings later to sell. It could be partnered with a workbook that you do. You could give it away free if you wanted to. You could sell it so they could purchase it in the back of the room. You might want to put it with another product you have as a bonus. When they purchase this, they also get this. So there are an abundant ways to repurpose that particular podcast with your guests. Number three, you can, as I said, increase existing sales. You can also use the recordings not only as a bonus, but many different ones, and this is number four, to combine the recordings. So if you use, you know, maybe I had Marcy Shimoff, I mentioned earlier Robert McPhee, who is the best-selling author for Manifesting for Non-Gurus. He's Jack Canfield's vice president of training, I believe, and Bob Berg's Go Giver Sell More. Well, in theory, you can package those three together because they're somewhat related and then sell those as well as a package. And so that's number four. So sponsorship, back-of-the-room sales, increase sales by including it with another product you have, combine the recordings and sell it as a package, number five, list building or future sales. So the podcasts are good for list building. As I said, you can give it away if you wanted to while you're speaking, or say that you know people will want to be on your list because they see you have things for value, and it'll lead into future sales. So you get them into your pipeline, and then later they buy from you after you've developed that relationship with them. Number six, you can also partner with different associations. So let's say you have a podcast, and your podcast really has some general appeal, particularly to associations whose members may get a lot of value from that particular podcast. So maybe they want to sell it as a best practice to their members and you get a cut. Like a chiropractor sells an interview maybe from somebody they interviewed from The Biggest Loser. I interviewed Susie Hoover, Matt and Susie Hoover on my radio show from The Biggest Loser. I think they were season two. And so if I was a chiropractor, then I could then maybe sell that to an organization who wanted it for their members. And or it could be used as a fundraiser or something like that to fundraise for that association. So there's a number of ways to repurpose it. You could also use it for those of you who have a membership site. Use it on your membership site. I don't, but you can use it as part of your membership site. Maybe they listen it to it live, which is up for a day, and then you take it down and you only give it to your members. Or, you know, 2 days or whatever, that they can listen to it live. They have some access to it, but then after the fact, your members only have access to it. And you just have to remember to take it down from your Blog Talk Radio site. Number eight, you can also make a transcription available or even create a workbook to go along with the audio and sell it as a package. Or you can make the transcription of the entire podcast available for people. This is great for one of the most underserved markets, I think, is the deaf community. And of course, they can't listen to the podcast, but they can read a transcription. And they may, they would pay for it to be able to read it. So, and a lot of times people just, rather read something anyway than listen to a podcast because they would skim it and get the content that they wanted from it. And so they would purchase the transcript. So those are some eight ways to generate income with your Blog Talk Radio. And let's see, what else did I forget anything? I think, I know it felt like a fire hose today, didn't it? I wanted to make sure that I really gave you a lot of great content for the radio show to set you up for success on the radio show. And by starting, remember, start with your strategy and then implement the rest of these a little bit later as you go along. But I have a feeling many of you are going to listen to this over and over because I did share a lot. It doesn't have to all be done immediately. Again, you're not going to be polished coming out of the gate. That's okay. With practice, it'll become much easier, and before you know it, you're going to be a radio show expert. So I think that's it. If you have any questions, remember to email me at info@accelerateassociates.com, info@accelerateassociates.com, and I'll answer those on the Q&A session. That is the fourth Tuesday of this month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So thank you all. I hope you enjoyed today's call, Radio Show Revenue Revolution 101. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to email them to info@accelerateassociates.com, and we'll be happy to answer those on the Q&A session. Thank you all for being here today. And until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.